10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And if you are a weekly listener, thank you. And thank you for listening again, and welcome. If this is your first time, I'm Susan Wacky, your host. And weekly, I invite expert guests on to teach us many things about and for our aging journey. And our website is aginginforadio.com, and there you can listen to our show anywhere in the world and even on podcast after we air 24/7. Well, do keep in mind also the commercials heard on Aging Info Radio are from our sponsors. They are some of the best, if not the best, providers at what they do. So do consider their services when and if you need them. Well, I have a very interesting show today, and yes, I promise you will learn. And a friend recently told me her dad was in his 90s, living in an assisted living community, and was greatly sought after by all the women there. And I was told it was not because of his money, but because he still drove a car. I guess her dad was a hot commodity on wheels in his 90s. And, you know, most everybody wants to never give up driving, and hopefully, and that's really just not the case. There does come a time when your health may start to decline, when you should no longer drive. And many elderly drivers, they do not even realize that they should even consider giving up the keys. And this is the topic that we are going to address today. My guests are Matt Gerwell. He is the founder and CEO of Keeping Us Safe. And Nancy Schuster, a National Director of Strategic Alliances at Keeping Us Safe, and Keeping Us Safe. Welcome, Matt and Nancy, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
Well, I'm really happy to have you both on. I love the fact that you do a workbook, and the workbook really does clarify if you feel that you are able to still drive. And we're going to talk more about that workbook. But, Matt, you started Keeping Us Safe, and you're very passionate about it. And was there something that crossed your path that caused you to do this?
There was, very much so, Sue, and thanks for asking. My background is I was an Ohio State Trooper for 24 years, and I saw, especially in my later years as an administrator within the Highway Patrol, I saw that there was a significant void in our system, so to speak, on how we address the issue as a country, as a society, of older drivers with diminished driving skills. Now, I'm not talking about just all older drivers in general. I'm talking about those that are suffering from some type of diminishment in their skills and their abilities, whether it be cognitive or physical. But nobody really wants to handle or wanted to handle that issue. Nobody really, I kind of call it the hot potato issue. Nobody wanted the older driver issue to land on their plate or on their table, and it kind of, for families, it kind of got scooted from profession to profession. Oftentimes, and there's many reasons for this, but oftentimes a physician may not want to become involved in it. Police, I can tell you from my personal experiences that when we came as law enforcement, when we came across an older driver that probably should not be driving for whatever reason, our primary objective or concern was to get the person home safely for that day. And then, to be real honest with you, probably the next day they were out driving again. Legislators across the country are very slow to pass additional legislation on retesting of older drivers. And there are all, again, it's a hot potato issue. Nobody really wanted to tackle it. So that, combined with the fact that I've personally delivered dozens of death notifications from automobile accidents, and you know what that means, knocking on someone's door at 2 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon and explaining pretty much to whoever answers the door that their loved one was just killed in an automobile accident. And every time I would do those, I call it the long journey back to my patrol car. But that, you know, that long, dreadful walk back to the patrol car after having telling someone they just lost a loved one. I always thought how nice it would be if someday I were in a better position to do something more proactive to keep these accidents from happening in the first place. Because as you know, so much of law enforcement is reactive. You see someone run a stop sign, you stop them and ask them not to do that again. I like to say if you see someone rob a bank, you stop them and ask them not to do it again for the next 18 to 24 years. But so much of it is reactive. So that kind of was the reason or the fuel for starting Keeping Us Safe. That was my motivation. And we've been in existence for about 7 years now, Sue, and we deal only with older drivers with diminished driving skills and their families, and professionals now that might find themselves in the mix of this issue. We don't have any younger driver programs, no drinking and driving programs. It's all dedicated to the older driver issue.
Well, I'm here with Matt Gerwell. He is a founder and CEO of Keeping Us Safe. Matt's website is keepingussafe.org. We are talking about driving or not driving, maybe just getting a driving Miss Daisy situation going. That's another issue, Matt, with this process, or like you call it, a hot potato, is there's not a tremendous amount of resources available where seniors feel comfortable. Well, Uber's kind of come around the block here or across the United States where people are actually safe transporting seniors to whatever, wherever they need to go. I don't know about where you're in Ohio, but in Illinois, I don't see a tremendous amount of it.
Well, you're exactly right. And that's a huge problem for us as a country. You know, I fortunately am in Cleveland, Ohio. You, I believe, are in the Chicago area. Nancy is in Cincinnati, and those are all larger metropolitan areas that fortunately have some level of public transportation or other transportation programs available to them. You mentioned one, the up-and-comer is Uber, but also Nancy is an executive director for a ITN or the ITN America organization, and she can talk more about that. But they offer rides, and they specialize in providing rides for older drivers and those with certain disabilities and vision issues. But you're right. Across the country, we're fortunate in those three cities that I just mentioned that we have some resources available to us. But in the rural areas, they oftentimes have absolutely nothing. And that's where, you know, we get creative and innovative, and we use churches oftentimes are more than happy to provide a volunteer transportation service for older adults, especially within their own congregation, but also in the community as well. Senior centers, not always, but there is some funding available for senior centers to provide transportation. So there are some things available that are not national organizations. There are those, of course, but there are some things locally, too, that we can usually do a pretty good job of helping the individual connect with. And that, I want to say, Sue, that's extremely important in our program. You're right, the name of the company is Keeping Us Safe, but the name of the specific program that we're talking about today is titled Beyond Driving with Dignity. And for us, as Beyond Driving with Dignity professionals, it is extremely important to do everything we possibly can to help the driver that's retiring from driving make a smooth transition into that driving retirement, and all the while still maintain their dignity, their pride, and their independence. And those are three things extremely important to us in what we do.
Well, I think, too, Matt, I think on a lighter note, that once people really do cross that threshold, there's a whole nother world that could possibly open up socially where they are experiencing more social because they do need rides, and that could happen in a lot of different ways and with a lot of different people in their world. I'm sure you hear this too.
Absolutely. A very quick story. I did we call this session a self-assessment session with an older driver. Her first name was Evelyn. She was 86 years old, and we went through the program. It takes us about 3 hours to do, and it's typically myself or Nancy or one of our other folks sitting down with the older driver in the privacy of their own home and going through a three-hour session with them. But anyhow, Evelyn, at the end of the session, says, with tears coming down her cheeks, she said, "You know, I know you're right. I know I should no longer be driving." She said, "But to be honest with you, this is the toughest thing I've ever had to deal with in my life, except for the recent passing of my husband." And to her, it was, at least at that moment, it was seemingly like the end of her world. And we left the session with her not feeling too much better about the whole thing. And she said, "Here's what I'm afraid." She said, I live alone. I'm fortunate enough to be able to do that." She said, "But I'm afraid now that I won't be able to drive, I'm going to just become isolated and depressed, and that will lead to sickness, and that will ultimately be my demise."
And it's actually the other way around, because she found out there's more social there by asking or needing a ride. I'm here with Matt Gerwell, the founder and CEO of Keeping Us Safe. We've got so much more. We're going to find out what the best age to give up driving is coming up here next on Aging Info Radio.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products, from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
This is Sue Zawacki, your host, and if you are becoming eligible for Social Security, contact my safe money man, John O'Connor. He will teach you all that you need to know about becoming eligible. And choosing when to take Social Security will definitely impact your financial future for the rest of your life. Call John O'Connor at 847-274-2681. And there's actually 547 ways or things you should know about taking Social Security. Well, we are talking with Matt Gerwell today. He's the founder and CEO of Keeping Us Safe. We are talking about his workbook called Beyond Driving with Dignity. And Matt, I would like to know what your beliefs are on when you think older drivers should think about hanging up the keys.
Well, I think they should think about hanging up the keys when they find themselves running into some problems. Some good common examples are they struggle with nighttime driving, or they struggle with their depth perception, or they find themselves bumping into the garage when they pull in and out. They're having problems turning their head left or right, and or committing any type of traffic violation whatsoever. Sue, there is a correlation between age and diminished driving skills, but age certainly cannot be seen as an absolute predictor of one's driving ability. And a good example of that is I just met with an 85-year-old gentleman this past week who, quite frankly, did an outstanding job with his driving. where I have also met with some older drivers, much younger, in their 50s and 60s even, that because of some cognitive issues and or some physical issues, probably need to consider retiring from driving. So age is certainly not an absolute predictor.
No, it's not. I think, too, you know, I love your workbook because it's beyond driving with dignity. And it's a very, I mean, if I thought that somebody said to me, you can no longer drive, I mean, that's just a real shatter of your world. I mean,
yes,
it's got to be very difficult to make that decision or cross over. And then again, there's probably other people that you know that said, here, take the keys. I know I can't drive anymore.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the difficulties we've run into deploying this program across the country is that every family is different. Every family has a different makeup. They have different dynamics. They have different reasons and motivations for doing certain things. And you're right. One family might find it relatively easy to go through this process. And if sometimes it can be nothing more than, hey, Mom, I think it's time to give up driving. And Mom says, okay, and hands her keys over. But believe it or not, that does happen. And then there's the exact opposite extreme where I've actually seen this issue, this driving issue, completely divide families. And I mean permanently divide them. And that's rather sad. And this workbook is designed to keep that from happening. It's designed to make this process as seamless and as user-friendly as possible.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I mean, the workbook is full of great information. The workbook is available at keepingussafe.org. So let's talk about your workbook, because this is the product that you bring or you're putting out all across the country, correct, Matt?
Yes, and into Canada as well.
That's so great. And tell us about it.
It is a workbook. It's laid out for a very specific way. It's designed to remove the family's opinion, emotion, and speculation from this whole process. And I like to say, coming from a law enforcement background, it reduces everything to just the facts. And it does that. It forces the family and the older driver to work through it together, and it forces them to write things down, to put check marks in check boxes, and to circle the best answer. And what it's doing is, again, removing their opinion and emotion and speculation and reducing everything to fact, as I said. On page 79 of the workbook is what we call our scorecard, or the fancier term is the performance, dimensional performance recap, where at the end of the day, so to speak, the family is committed to just putting check marks in the appropriate boxes after they've worked through all sorts of exercises in the workbook. And then that's how, again, we reduce their opinion, emotion, and speculation and reduce everything to fact so that from that point forward, then they can make appropriate decisions about their loved one's driving future.
Well, I think there's also an element. You said, you know, just get the facts, remove all emotion. But the emotion of fear of being afraid to drive, fear of not being able to drive, and everything right in between those two, this must also come up as you're providing this workbook.
It does. So we have a chapter dedicated toward what are the older driver's fears. And, again, it forces the family to identify those specifically. And then there's a subsequent chapter asking what are the family's concerns or what are the family's fears. And oftentimes there are fears and there are concerns. A common example of that is, well, if Mom gives up driving, which she probably should do, but that means I'm going to be the one that takes her to where she needs to go, and I'm already, being pulled from both ends time-wise. Maybe this person works a full-time job or has a career. They're busy with all sorts of other things, and it's not that they're too busy for their loved one. Nobody's suggesting that. But they're already 100% committed to other things, and so certainly driving a loved one around can be a drain on that. So the workbook forces them, again, to talk about those things, to get those things out in the open so that we can come to some peaceful resolve with.
Well, I think if it's done this way, people actually working together or family working together or caregiver working with that elderly person, it does leave them with a dignified choice, which is really important, and their choice.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the main thing. I know Nancy's going to talk a little more specifically about that 3-hour self-assessment program, but that whole succession is orchestrated to help the older driver make his or her own decision. And we've had so much success with the program. Actually, two-thirds of the older drivers we meet with for the self-assessment program actually retire from driving as a direct result of the session. And that's because they're empowered. They're given the opportunity to make the right decision themselves. And they generally make the right decision.
Now, I'm curious, what is the biggest complaint you hear from elderly drivers about giving up their keys?
Losing their independence, the fear of losing their independence. You know, we were talking a moment ago about Evelyn, the 86-year-old lady we did the self-assessment with and left the session thinking her world was crumbling down. But 3 months later, I have to tell you, Evelyn called us back, still crying, and this time said these were happy tears. And she said, since I gave up driving, I am busier now than I have been in my entire adult life. And, she, you know, I mentioned that her husband had passed sometime earlier. She said, this is probably, as it turned out, the best thing that could have possibly happened to me socially.
Isn't that great? And that's because she's reaching out to people.
Exactly. And they're reaching out to her as well. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we put such a tight connection on the issue of driving with independence. When I go and talk to groups of older drivers, Sue, one of the questions I like to ask is, who in this group has never driven before? Because there are those individuals, and sure enough, I'll get a couple, three hands come up. And I ask them, I pick one at random, and we'll ask them, what do you think you've lost out on as far as your independence goes because you never drove? And you know what they say every single time?
What?
They haven't missed a thing.
Isn't that great?
That's right. So it's kind of proof in the pudding that there does not have to be that strong of a correlation between driving and maintaining one's independence. And I kind of always like Henry Ford's quote, and we've all heard this, but whether you think you can or think you can't, you're probably right. And I think the same is true with maintaining your independence if you end up retiring from driving.
Well, I think truthfully the fear is probably more difficult for the family to have this conversation than the fear of the elderly person giving up the keys.
Sure. There's not only the family, but physicians as well. There just was a study out of the University of Colorado, and they interviewed doctors about this. And there were a couple of them that commented and were very serious that we would rather have end-of-life conversations with an older adult than end-of-driving career conversations.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, I'm here with Matt Gerwell. He's a founder and CEO of Keeping Us Safe. Their website is keepingussafe.org. Matt's workbook for older drivers and their families is Beyond Driving with Dignity. It is also available at keepingussafe.org. We have so much more to cover here. Nancy Schuster's coming up next. Along with Matt, we're going to find out about their enhanced self-assessment program for older drivers and how it works and why it was developed, all right here on Aging Info Radio.
The 2016 president.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Lights, camera, action. It's time for the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, exciting activities, fabulous entertainment, and a fun Hollywood theme, there's going to be something for everyone. We're rolling out the red carpet, so make your plans now to join us at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace on August 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. We'll see you there.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki. Chicago.
And For My Sousa, sponsored by Senior News, 50 and Better. Never underestimate the importance of having fun. And this segment is brought to you by Partners in Senior Care. If you are caring for an aging loved one and feel overwhelmed, give them a call at 847-548-1330. They will care for your loved one just like it was their own family member. And Angie, again, can be reached at 847-548-1330 or visit partnersinseniorcare.com. Well, we are talking about safe driving today, when it's time to give up your keys. And I have Matt Gerwell, the founder and CEO of Keeping Us Safe, and Nancy Schuster. Welcome. She is the National Director of Strategic Alliances. Welcome, Nancy, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
Now, with Matt, you're still with us. I'd like for you to give us just share some tips on how to prepare for what they call the talk, the driving talk, the giving up the keys talk.
Well, that's kind of a science in and of itself, as you might imagine. What I encourage families to do is to start those talks today, regardless of where their aging loved one is in the safe driving continuum. If you start those talks today, then it's not such a burden or such a shock when it's time to increase the severity of the talks and when it's time to seriously talk about a driving retirement with your loved one. If there's a story on the news related to an older driver, and there will be, an older driver has run through a store, or an older driver has gotten lost and they found him or her half a dozen states over. That's an excellent opportunity for you to talk to your loved one and say, Mom, did you see on the news where this happened? And Mom, if your memory ever gets bad or if your skills ever start to slip, will you please listen to me when I talk to you about that? So that's the first thing I want to say is start those conversations today.
Yeah. That's...
The other thing, I'm sorry, Sue.
Oh, that's what's the other thing?
The other thing is to not use aggressive terms. Don't tell your parents that I'm here to take away your keys, or I'm here to take your car, I'm here to take your driver's license. Use terms like maybe, Mom, it's time to retire from driving. You've had a long and successful driving career. Maybe mom, it's time to think about making a smooth transition from the driver's seat to the passenger seat. That's a lot more, that's a lot easier for an older adult or any adult to take than using the more aggressive terminology. And those types of things are addressed in the workbook as well, Sue.
Now, Nancy, or another way before I get to that thought is, I just want you safe, Mom. Let's talk about your safety, which is very important. But, Nancy, let's talk about the Enhanced Self-Assessment Program, you know, how it was developed and why.
The Enhanced Self-Assessment Program was really designed to help those families that maybe the conversation's a little bit more contentious and maybe they really can't work through the workbook independently to get the older driver to the decision-making point of whether or not they should retire from driving. So it's designed to be a non-threatening conversation between the older driver and an independent third party, a certified Beyond Driving with Dignity professional such as myself or Matt or any of the others throughout the United States and Canada.
I'm just real curious why any of the, you know, departments are not making this available for families to kind of work through it together. Why hasn't it come to the forefront? I mean, we have an aging population.
You know, I think, as Matt said earlier, you know, the driving retirement conversation is the hot potato in the room, and a lot of people don't like to address it. But Matt can probably talk to that, too.
Sue, mostly it's a marketing issue from a business perspective. Like I said, we've been doing this for 6 or 7 years, but we've only had the Certified Beyond Driving with Dignity professionals and the workbook itself for about 3 years. So it's still a relatively new program across the country. Now, we do currently have Beyond Driving with Dignity professionals in about 15 states and three Canadian provinces. So we continue to grow. And while we're on this subject, I would like to encourage any of your listeners that are interested in becoming Beyond Driving with Dignity professionals. The website can address that for them as well.
Well, we definitely need a whole plethora of them across the country, don't we?
Absolutely.
Now, Nancy, how long does it take to do this self-assessment?
The self-assessment is usually a three-hour session. And it's as I said, it's designed to be non-threatening. We do the self-assessment in the home of the older driver, usually sitting at their kitchen table, their dining room, their living room, wherever they're comfortable. And we spend a great deal of time in a learning conversation, working with the older driver, addressing many of the issues that Matt addresses in the workbook in the dimensional recap, you know, vision, hearing, memory, reflexes, things like that. But we do it in a conversational type way, and we work really, really hard to build the trust with that older driver.
Well, this workbook is so great. It is available at Keeping Us Safe, Beyond Driving with Dignity, an incredible workbook. We're going to hear there's an essay in the book about a grandfather, and you want to hear it. And it's coming up next with Nancy right here on Aging Info Radio.
Missing teeth can cause embarrassing gaps in your smile. They can even cause problems with chewing or talking. You probably feel self-conscious, and maybe you've been considering dental implants for a while, but you have concerns. Don't let fear stand in your way to gaining your beautiful smile back. Dr. Joel Akrush and his caring team at Artistic Dentistry understands that most people don't like to go to the dentist. For the last 23 years, Dr. Akrush has helped ease the concerns of more than 11,000 satisfied patients. He focuses on creating custom dental implants that look just like your natural teeth. The entire procedure is completed at one location with one doctor. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Get the smile you've always wanted. Call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Keeping us safe is providing practical, real-life solutions to older drivers and their families. I'm here with the founder and CEO, Matt Gerwell, and Nancy Schuster is the National Director of Strategic Alliances. Nancy, this self-assessment program, I would like to know how it is different from a driving assessment program.
The self-assessment is very different than a driving evaluation. In the driving evaluation, generally, someone is assessing that older driver and telling them, at the end of the assessment whether they should stop driving or not. In our self-assessment program, we give the older driver and their family the tools and facts to make their own decision. We empower the older driver, to make the decision. In the workbook and on the website, there's a granddaughter's essay, which is a pretty emotional and powerful piece that talks about, from the granddaughter's perspective, her grandfather's experience when he had to go through a driving evaluation or a driving assessment, and how the outcome was so poor and handled so poorly, and how much better the outcome might have been and more positive had they had a tool like the Enhanced Self-Assessment Program that Keeping Us Safe offers.
Yes, that essay is absolutely moving. Go to keepingussafe.org and read the granddaughter's essay. If you're having any internal conversations about should-haves, would-haves, or could-haves, please go read this story. Now, you said it's on your website. Is it easy to find?
Yeah, it's right off of the homepage, Sue. They only have three options, and one of those options is to click on learning more about the workbook.
Well, my own experience after reading it, I mean, when you do read this story and you realize it really comes down to the dignity and people having the freedom and the power or being empowered to make that decision and realize that they've got a whole team that's willing to help them with this decision and moving their life forward and remaining independent.
And to that end, as part of our self-assessment process, if it's the appropriate decision for that older driver to give up or retire from driving, we work with them and their families to develop a portfolio, if you will, of transportation resources, whether it's an organization in the community that can provide transportation or, you know, adult children who have said, well, I can take dad to his senior night on Tuesdays, and someone else has said, well, I can take mom to the hairdresser every Thursday. It's that commitment of their support network and connecting them through a call for help, which is a letter we have that we make available to older drivers that they can take to their church, to a library, to a senior center, really saying, I've made the brave decision to give up driving, and maybe you can help me stay connected to our community and get to the places that we want to go. So providing those resources when that older driver decides to give up driving is really important as well.
Now, you're the executive director of Independent Innovative Transportation Network. Is that a network that'll helps people get some of the resources?
It's the Independent Transportation Network, and we're affiliated with a national organization, and we provide transportation for senior citizens and visually impaired adults. So it's a program that's available throughout several states throughout the United States that serves specifically the needs of seniors and visually impaired adults.
I think there's so much to be said with the workbook, Beyond Driving with Dignity, available at keepingussafe.org. I mean, Matt, you must have a few more tips as far as helping a family or even an elderly person maybe coming to terms with all of this.
Yeah, I do. We could talk for hours about it. But one of the things I want to stress is the importance for the family of talking about facts. You're going to do nothing but ruffle feathers if you tell mom or dad that, mom, you're an unsafe driver, you're going to hurt someone. Now, remember, you're probably talking to someone that's been driving for 50, 60-plus years that has maybe never had a traffic accident, never received a traffic citation, and now all of a sudden an adult child is telling them they're a horrible driver. So those conversations need to be based on facts and not opinions. It's not okay to say that. It is okay to say, Mom, I'm concerned about your driving because you ran through the stop sign the other day. Or cars were honking at you, Mom, because you pulled out in front of them, those types of things. I've done so many of these self-assessments, Sue, where the older driver at the end says, probably I should no longer be driving, and they followed that up with, I never heard these things. Nobody's ever told me that I was doing that. All I heard was that I was a bad driver and I was going to hurt someone. So I really encourage the families to focus on the facts and not on opinions. Don't make it emotional. Try to keep it factual or as factual as possible. And the other thing I want to say, Sue, is, you know, we talked about the dread in these conversations. You know, in the workbook, we talk about this. We've got a quote in here that says, remember that the consequences of not speaking up are usually much worse than the actual talk itself. Not having a conversation with the older driver in your family can be disastrous. On many levels, the avoidance of these conversations could become life-threatening. So as tough as the talk is, I think it definitely needs to take place. And like I said, those conversations can happen easier if they start today.
Yeah, I think there's so much to be said, too, Matt, about, you know, before you even have the conversation, go back in a time and remember, they may be the person that took you to get your driver's license. And just remember that, I mean, come from a compassionate and empathetic place where you realize this is a big change that could be occurring for them.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's so important. And this, and keepingussafe.org is where you can find the Beyond Driving with Dignity workbook. And the workbook is for older drivers and their families. And Matt and Nancy are going to give us their words of wisdom coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
We
have been talking about keeping us safe today, a workbook, an incredible workbook available for older drivers and their families at keepingussafe.org or call 877-907-8841. I have Matt Gurwell here, who is the founder and CEO. And Matt, I would like your words of wisdom for the day.
My words of wisdom for the day are to, as you just said, be sure to treat the individual with empathy and compassion. Remember, a lot of them see this as their last opportunity, their last hope to maintain their independence, and it's a huge transition for them. And if not handled properly, like we talked about in the granddaughter's essay story, it can ultimately lead to the individual's death just as easily as a traffic accident can.
Absolutely. And Nancy, your words of wisdom.
I think it's really important for everyone to know what resources are available out there in the community with the workbook, the Enhanced Self-Assessment Program. And most importantly, I think it's key for everyone to understand that a driving retirement doesn't mean a loss of independence. There might be some more inconvenience, but it should never mean a loss of independence for that older driver. They should be able to maintain their dignity and the connection to the community and have a vibrant life.
Well, thank you both, and thank you so much for what you're doing. Once again, their company is Keeping Us Safe. Their website is keepingussafe.org. The workbook is Beyond Driving with Dignity, and it is available on that website. And go to that website and read the grandfather's essay. It will definitely move you forward. Thank you both.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
Well, imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. And now imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. And on all my shows, I talk about PAWS Chicago, the no-kill shelter where you can adopt a foster or volunteer. You foster or adopt dogs and cats. And this week, my PAWS pooch is Bismarck, a six-year-old retriever mix. Call PAWS Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And Bismarck is waiting with his paws crossed for you to call. That's right, Daisy. And I hope you enjoyed our show today. And once again, Beyond Driving with Dignity, the workbook for older drivers and their family, it will keep us all safe, is available by calling 877-907-8841. Their website is keepingussafe.org. There are so many options. If you are going to hang up your keys, don't feel that you're losing your independence. Feel that you're gaining a new community. And I want to thank you all for listening today. This show will be up on podcast, all at Aging Info Radio. Of course, we'll have pictures of our guests, a blog. And do check out our website for all of those that sponsor Aging Info Radio. And as I've said, they are the best at what they do, or absolutely some of the best in the Chicagoland area. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, until we meet again. This is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Be a star at the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. Showcase your talent on stage, and you could be our 2015 Senior Idol. More of a behind-the-scenes type? Share your wisdom and enter the writing challenge. Both competitions feature cash prizes. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for applications and all the details. It's going to be lights, camera, action at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace, August 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. We'll see you there.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
What's happening? What does it mean? Why is it important? We've got the answer. AM 560.